Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, November 30th, 2017. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room, number 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Barry Conover, Executive Director. First item on the agenda is to welcome anyone who would like to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Anyone wishing to address the commission under this item? Seeing none, we'll consider the next item. Item number three on the agenda, considering approval of commission minutes of our November 9th, 2017 meeting. Do I have anyone who'd like to make the motion? Recognize Commissioner Cragen.
I'd move to approve the commission meeting's minutes of November 9th, 2017.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? See no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is consider amending administrative rules. These will be action items. The first one will be Rule R884-24P-53, 2018 Valuation Guides for Evaluation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act. Recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendment is for the Commission to consider adopting. The rule was published in the Utah Bulletin on October 15, 2017, and the public comment period ended on November 14, 2017. We did not receive any public comment. Rule 884-24P-53. The amendment to this rule annually updates the agricultural productive values to be applied by county assessors to land qualifying for valuation and assessment under the Farmland Assessment Act. The values are recommended to the Commission by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee, which meets under the authority of Section 592.514. Section 592.515 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules regarding the Property Tax Act, Part 5, Farmland Assessment Act. Section 592.514 authorizes the State Tax Commission to receive valuation recommendations from the State Farmland Advisory Committee for implementation as outlined in Rule 884-24P-53. The rule sets the acreage value rates for 418 separate class county combinations.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. Anyone wishing to make comments on this rule? I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
The committee met on Wednesday, September 30th, 2017, to consider the farmland evaluation report prepared by the Utah State University. The report analyzes the several classifications of land in agricultural use in the various areas of the state and recommends values based upon productive capabilities of the land when devoted to agricultural use. The values in the report are summarized according to six land uses: irrigated cropland, orchard cropland, meadow cropland, dry cropland, grazing land, and non-production land. To derive the values for each land use, Utah State University looked at changing crop prices, changing costs, changing yields or productivity, and crop mixes. The State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee voted unanimously to recommend the values in the Utah State University report for 2017 to the Tax Commission. These values are in the updated R884-24P-53 now before the Commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Pirro. Any further comments on this proposed rule? I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R884-24P-53, 2018 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, which contains the values recommended by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee to the Division of Administrative Rules.
Thank you very much. Motion's in order. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion for vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously if the rule is adopted. Next item on the agenda is the...
Lynn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lynn.
Could you look at that motion again?
Read the motion back again?
Well, the motion says it's you're going to adopt it to the Division of Administrative Rules. Is that...
No. No, it says that it was recommended by the State Borderline Advisory Committee.
No.
Oh, I see, to the Division of Administrative Rules. That actually does need to come out. Let's replace the motion.
Okay.
Replace the motion and delete the phrase to the division.
To the Division of Administrative Rules.
Thank
yes.
you, ma'am.
Oh, thank, good catch. All right, let's replace this motion. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R884-24P-53, 2018 Valuation Guides for Valuation of Land Subject to the Farmland Assessment Act, which contains the values recommended by the State Farmland Evaluation Advisory Committee.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Seeing no debate on the motion, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously, and that is what we will adopt as the rule. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report, and I recognize our Executive Director, Barry Conover.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Things are going really well in the agency thus far. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and don't have anything else to say.
Very good.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Anything from any of the commissioners? Any commission reports? Yes, Commissioner Cregan.
Just note that next week is the annual assessor's school presented by the Property Tax Division, and that I think some or all of us will be at all of the sessions, and then the three commissioners will meet with the assessors on Thursday morning, as we traditionally do. Commissioner Rockwell has another obligation that day.
Thank you very much for that acknowledgement. We are looking forward to our assessor school again this year. This has been a very good thing that we do for the county assessors to work with us. So thank you to the Property Tax Division for doing that. Anything else from the commissioners? Seeing none, I'll take the final motion. Commissioner Pirro.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. We are adjourned.
Hey, Denny, are we going to have another drone demonstration?